South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party is pushing a reform of its media ethics watchdog agencies that would include a special tribunal for journalists that would be answerable to Parliament. The ANC's proposals come in the wake of press corruption scandals in which politicians had allegedly bribed journalists, as well as some critical coverage of some politicians' ethically questionable behaviour. The editor-in-chief of South Africa's largest Catholic weekly, the Southern Cross newspaper, Gunther Simmermacher, shared his thoughts about the proposed reform with us.
In the last few years, the media in South Africa has uncovered quite a few corruption scandals and also what might be described as an unaccountable expenditure of things like that have been uncovered. And so therefore there is no sympathy at all for those proposals from those people who think that it's correct that such things be exposed in the media at all. As for alternatives or compromise to the tribunal, and that is something where the government and the representatives of the media and other civic bodies would have to sit down and thrash out. But I think there's a consensus among media practitioners that a tribunal that is answerable to Parliament can very easily be abused. If not now, then certainly tomorrow. Even though I am pretty convinced that there are people in the ANC who would waste very little time in abusing such tribunal for their own ends.